And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And I thank you for tuning in today. If throughout the course of the show you get any questions or later on, whatever, just send those my way to askandy@luinc.com. I want to get that out the door now. askandy@luinc.com. And you can catch this show various ways. You may be listening on the radio now. You may be catching it down the line weeks from now as a podcast. There are two different ways that people tend to listen. But I'll tell you, if you're catching me on the radio today, I'm guessing this is just a supposition on my part, but I'm guessing you probably did not make the trip to get out to the Lifestyles Unlimited Wealth and Passive Income Expo. Yeah, it's that time of year again. It's that time of year again. Now, if you're listening to the podcast, you probably went, and now you're reminiscing about that event because it's weeks later, right? But if you're catching me on the radio, hey, you may have missed it. If you didn't get out here to Irving, Texas, that's where the expo was hosted last year, hosted this year, and I'm going to tell you where it's hosted next year and when, if you stick around, stay with me here. But if you didn't make the trip, I'm going to tell you a little bit about what goes on at the expo. And I'm going to tell you, more importantly, how going to that type of event can help you on your path to that financial freedom that I just mentioned when I opened the show. There are four big reasons why you should plan to attend the expo. And we'll talk about some other events as well. And like I said, good news today. Already, I have in my hands the date and the location of next year's expo. So stick around, and we'll get to those later in the show. Maybe first a question. What is an expo? Right? If you've never been to an expo, well, that's a short form of exposition. It's a large event, big event where businesses, professionals, usually within a specific industry, get together to do various things, showcase new products if it's a product-focused industry, innovations, ideas, sharing knowledge, learning about industry trends, forming new connections, networking, right? For example, here in Texas, I sit in Dallas-Fort Worth. If you're new to the show, I've been hosting the show for quite a while now. I've been a member at Lifestyles Unlimited for over a dozen years now, and I reside in Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas. And boy, when you drive down the road, you see the billboards for any number of expos. We have gun shows, we have boat shows, we have RV shows. I saw just the other day on Stemmons Freeway driving through downtown Dallas, I think it was Dallas Market Hall, the Reptile and Spider Expo. So whatever you need to learn about, there's probably an expo for you. I mean, the State Fair. Texas State Fair is going on. That's an expo, an exposition. People are there, you know, originally to trade livestock and farm type equipment. So why would you go? Well, let me just pull from a personal example. I'm in Dallas-Fort Worth now, but we travel all the time in what I call the RV bunker. And I pulled that RV, that travel trailer, off the dealer lot. It's been a while now, December 31st, 2019. Now, did we just go out, go straight to that dealer, say, I'm going to buy that one right there and haul it off? No, we didn't. Actually, we spent quite a bit of time figuring out just what our mode of travel was going to be. Is it a travel trailer? Is it something we want to drive? What do we want to do? And learning about that equipment. And we did that by going to expos, RV expos. We saw the technology. How long is 30 feet? I don't know. How long is 20 feet? How long is, you know, these things, they get big. 45 feet if you're talking about a fifth wheel. I need to see that. I need to touch it. I need to smell it. I'm a tall guy. I need to go in it and lay down on the bed and make sure I fit. I didn't fit in a lot of those things. So essentially, it was a chance to quote-unquote test drive. We didn't drive them, but test drive those RVs and be able to make a better decision, to become informed. Do you just go to one? No, we got that thing. We've had it for, 5 years now. But we like to go back because the technology changes, the industry changes, the market changes, and we want to learn about those updates. So that's why you go. That's why we went when we thought about the RV. And when you're thinking about real estate investing, you should do the same thing. Now, should you go to the expo before you do anything related to real estate investing? Absolutely not. That is not the message I want to convey today. But the Wealth and Passive Income Expo, it's essentially a way for you to test drive Lifestyles Unlimited, for one thing, and real estate investing for another. I mentioned multiple types of recreational vehicle you can buy. Well, there are multiple types of investing in residential real estate that you might consider. Do you want to invest in single family houses? That's what I've been doing for over a dozen years now. Well, you can learn about that there. Or maybe you want to be an apartment investor. Well, that begs the question, what kind of apartment investor? Yeah, there are multiple types. You might want to be what's called a passive investor. This is, after all, the Wealth and Passive Income Expo. Or maybe you like the control, so you say, no, I want to be the guy that puts this investment together. I want to syndicate an apartment investment. And you can participate, passive investors out there in the world. But I want to be in control. That's called a syndication, or we call those lead investors at Lifestyles Unlimited. That's a unique term that we use specific to our organization because there's one person in control leading that investment. You've heard syndicator, perhaps general partner, lots of other terms out there. Or maybe you just want to control that and own that all by yourself as an independent rental owner. The point is this, when you go to the expo, there are lots of different things you can focus on, lots of education over multiple days, 4 days, to learn about apartments, to learn about houses, to learn about both, to learn about the tax advantages. You know, we make money 5 ways on our houses. You're going to learn about how you cash flow. You're going to learn about how you get those capital gains and how you continue to build equity while you hold that asset. I know people, I know members of Lifestyles Unlimited, man, they go every year. Now, if you're listening to me on the radio right now, you may not have made it out there. That's just, I'm guessing here. And in case you didn't make it out, you know, I think the expo is a great way to test drive an organization, right? When we bought our RV, we went and we checked out, I don't know how many, laid down in, smelled, touched, I don't know how many RVs. And the one we wound up buying happened to be one that was at that expo. We didn't buy it at the expo, but it helped us make an informed decision. So that's a good reason to come out to an event like this, is to test drive Lifestyles Unlimited, for example. And in case you didn't make it out, let me just tell you about Lifestyles Unlimited. If you're new to the show, maybe you're catching this for the first time. Lifestyles Unlimited is above all else, it's an education and mentoring group founded 34 years ago. Very long track record by a guy named Del Walmsley. He's based in Houston, formed the organization in Houston, and over the decades, think about that, it grew over to Central Texas, up to where I sit in Dallas-Fort Worth, North Texas, and beyond. And we have Lifestyles Realty team now in multiple states. You've heard me talking about Phoenix, Arizona, Bricks and Sticks building there, up in Kansas City, Kansas, Missouri, in Tennessee, North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, just all over the place. So we're all over the nation over 34 years now, and 50,000 members. Dell and this organization has helped thousands of people attain their financial freedom. I'm just one of those, right? I'm just one of those that has attained that financial freedom. I did it by buying single family houses. Like I said, you go to an expo and you figure out, a real estate expo, you figure out, well, what do I want to do? Is it houses? Is it apartments? Is it both? We chose houses. And Dell, the founder, he gives a keynote address every year at the expo. This is very important. Talks about the market that we're in, what he sees happening now, what he sees coming down the pike, what's coming in the future. Very good to know. Very good to know. We may talk about that in future shows, what we've learned, let's say. And again, the expo is every year. 10th annual this year. And I like the front page of the expo magazine that you get. It says family, friends, fun, and financial freedom. Financial freedom is what we're talking about on the show, but that comes at the end there, because ultimately, what are we doing this for? For our family, for friends, for our lifestyle. That's the fun, of course. For me, that's the RV. But I think that puts some perspective on it. You build the lifestyle, you build the financial freedom so that you can enjoy your life. It's short. You want to get out there and do that. So I was very excited when I saw that, and lots of great courses, and we'll talk about, let's talk about that. Now, I mentioned there are four reasons why you should go out to the Lifestyles Unlimited Wealth and Passive Income Expo, and 4 reasons really why you should get out to any real estate event in your area, right? This one's, if, like I said, if you're listening on the radio, you're probably not in Irving, Texas. You probably missed it. It will be coming up next year. I'll tell you when later. But there are surely events in your area. And we do things online. And if you're not in one of our markets that I just mentioned, there are lots of ways to get out and attain the things we're going to talk about. And again, those are 4 reasons. Number one, and this is a big one, and this one never stops. Yeah, I've been doing it for a dozen years. I can look at a house, blink, and my decision is made. I can already know, yes, no, good investment, bad investment. But we're always going to be learning. And education is a big, big reason to get out to something like the Wealth and Passive Income Expo or other real estate events. So how do you achieve education at the expo? Boy, a lot of opportunity. It's over 4 days. And I'm just looking here at the, I've got the brochure from this year open. There are a lot of topics. Now, why is this important? I'm going to tell you a couple here, but why is this important? There are a number of reasons. And if you're brand new and you can't go and look at a house and blink your eyes and have a decision made like I can, well, you probably have something called fear. And this is a big mental hurdle that a lot of people, I had to get over this 12 years ago as well. Because you don't know all the ins and outs. You don't know all the details, everything that goes into buying, because we're buying houses that need work, buying a distressed property and then renovating it. And then renting it and managing that property over a handful of years, then selling it and then doing it again, taking advantage of the tax benefits. And because you don't know these things, you put up all kinds of hurdles in your own way, and that's fear. But by going out and getting an education, you start to pick at bits and pieces of that fear. Well, what if I can't find a tenant? Well, learn how to find a tenant and you'll realize it's not as hard as you think it is. Okay, fear number one, conquered, check. What's the other fear? What if I can't get financing? You know, because what we talk about, we buy with financing. We hold these with debt. We use leverage because it allows, we talked last week, in fact, with Kim and with Mike, two halves of Lifestyles Finance, the hard money side and the conventional long-term financing side. And we talked about why we use leverage. It's very important to make you go farther, have better returns, but you're afraid you can't get financing. In fact, there was a course, how to finance 10 homes. Yeah, I'm not talking one. But 10, how to finance 10 homes, 10 rental houses in 10 months, regardless of your personal income. People do this all the time. But in your head, you have a fear. I can't get the money. I can't borrow the money. Well, until you address that particular fear, you may not take action. So you get educated. Just a couple of examples. We talked about what do you see at an expo? Industry experts get together for, among other things, new ideas. That's why I love going. Yeah, I've been doing it for a while, and it's very easy to become entrenched in what I know. Yeah, I'm comfortable here. This is great. I don't want to do anything different. Well, markets change. You hear about how things have changed when you go to places like the Expo. And maybe you do need new ideas. Maybe I need new ideas. I always want new ideas. It's getting educated, but then staying educated and becoming re-educated, I suppose, right? Staying on top of the latest trends. And the cool thing here with the Expo is, as I mentioned already, there are multiple approaches to investing in residential real estate. You may want to do houses. You may want to do one of the variety of approaches to apartments. And we've got multiple tracks. For example, for the multifamily individual owner track, or maybe you're a syndicator, there are classes and coursework dedicated just to you. Maybe you say, I don't want to do that. I don't want that responsibility. I want to be a passive investor in apartments. Well, there's coursework just for you. If you're totally new, here in the show for the first time, you say, I'm going to go to the Expo next year. Well, there will be beginner coursework for you as well. Now, I'll tell you, if you're listening to me now, don't wait for Expo next year. You can take action. You can do these things that we're going to talk about to get educated in the meantime. And if it's single family, tons of coursework there. I mentioned a couple already, how to finance 10 houses in 10 months. Yes, you can do that. Hard money finance. Coursework just about what is hard money finance. When I started this, I had a finance degree, finance background. I had no idea. And hard money scared me. I had fear. I had to overcome that fear. And you may have to do the same. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Stick around. I want to get you the location and the dates of next year's Expo. So stay tuned.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
Del Wamsley interviews Chad and Lisa.
This property, for you to have done what you've done, won the award, changed it around, done all the rehab, has got to be worth a lot more.
We purchased for $8.275, and it's worth $19 million now. So.
Wait, whoa. That is incredible. I can see why you won an award, and that's great.
Lifestyles Unlimited. Over 33 years teaching the real estate retirement roadmap. Text the word radio to 88007 for a $297 membership. Save $443 off the regular price. Text radio to 88007.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb. Thank you for joining me today. Hey, if you have any questions, send that email my way to askandy@luinc.com. I answer those personally. I do receive those. Again, askandy@luinc.com. Sometimes I'll bring those together, get a handful of related topics, and we'll make a show of that. Because if you have the question, a lot of other people out there do as well, and it's worth addressing that for everyone. And a lot of people do have questions when they begin this path of investing in real estate, whether apartments or houses. And there are lots of ways to get those questions answered. Education, as I'm telling you now, is a huge reason to go to something like the Expo, because you need to address any fears, concerns, just lack of knowledge you may have. And I mentioned a moment ago, hard money, a course at the Expo on hard money financing, just an intro course. And you may think, well, why do I want to use hard money? Well, I just told you a little bit ago, we talk about this on other shows as well. We make money five ways with our houses, and a big part of how we make money is equity capture. And let me define that for you. I have an example here in front of me. In fact, this came out from Lifestyles Realty here in North Texas. Very inexpensive house. Yeah, buying for about $50K. Can you get those? Yeah, you still can if you have the right connections. But buying for $50K, when it's fixed up, it's going to be worth $200,000. It's going to be a big with that spread. I don't have the rehab budget here in front of me, but I can tell you that that's going to be a very heavy lift. This is probably not for beginners, but I want to use this house to make the point. My out-of-pocket, my total invested when I buy this house is about $25,000. So that's going to be parked as equity in that house, but on top of it, estimated equity capture right at about $30,000. So I've more than doubled my money. And that equity capture is what comes out of the process of me buying at a discount and then renovating this dilapidated, rundown property, adding value. And because we have the network, the connections, the team, we're able to do this at a much better price, a discounted rate, let's say, than the retail homeowner out there. When my neighbor next door here gets a quote from a plumber, it's going to be double what my quote's going to be for the same job. We have those connections. So we go and we add value, and that equity capture comes out on the backside. 25 invested to create an additional 30K. Do the math there. That means I'm sitting on $55,000 in equity total. Now that equity capture, that's unrealized, that gain, until I go to sell. But the only way I'm going to get to do that, I'm either going to have to pay all cash and do a very, very heavy lift just paying all cash, or I use hard money, a very pivotal tool. We have a lot of shows on our website, on our podcasts, about using hard money. If you go to lifestylesunlimited.com, you can find the podcast there. You can search for hard money. And it's just private. It's just private money. It's private loan. But that's the tool that enables this. And if I'm afraid of that, and I was afraid of it when I very first learned about it 12 plus years ago, I need to get over that fear. And it's by going to places like the Expo, talking to other investors that have used this very tool and hearing their success and understanding from coursework like how to use hard money that you overcome that fear. And I mentioned we bought this and it's an unrealized gain. It's just on paper until I sell that property. By the way, the name of that course was Hard Money, and well, there are multiple ones actually. Hard Money and Long-Term Lending Fundamentals, and there was another one just on the fundamentals of using hard money. But I go to dispose of this asset, meaning I go to sell it. Now, you could do a cash-out refinance to pull that equity out. That is a tax-free event, by the way. That is not taxable. But when you do a cash-out refi, your maximum loan-to-value, we heard this on last week's show when we talked to Kim, the conventional lender, the maximum loan-to-value that I'm going to get is 75%. That means I'm still leaving 25% in the property. Whereas I could then just sell that house. I'm going to get a lot more of my money out. Now, here's the problem, potentially. You got to pay taxes, right? You got to pay taxes on the gain. But remember, we make money five ways with our houses, six with apartments, by the way. And one of those ways is through the tax advantages. And in fact, I'm looking at the brochure. Here's a class right here. Expand your single family portfolio using the 1031 exchange. If you've never heard of that, what is that? That is a part of the tax code that allows me to sell an investment property and reinvest in a like kind or multiple like kind properties. So sell one single family house, reinvest in two or three, something like that, and defer, not just, they're not gone, but defer the taxes on the capital gain. What that does is I don't have to pay, let's say, 30, 40, 50K in taxes on the gains that I saw over, let's say, a three to five year hold. Instead, I roll those into more properties. That lets me grow faster. That's, again, just one of the classes that I see here on the in the Expo brochure. We talked about how to finance 10 homes in 10 months. Again, using hard money, rolling into conventional debt. So you have to understand these things. And the only way to get there is through an education. Now, there are lots of places to go to get the education. Again, Expo happens once a year. But we have case study. We have all kinds of things going on throughout the year. But I just find the consolidated coursework, the consolidated breakout sessions, the level of education that you can get at the Expo is tremendous. So I want you to understand, again, four reasons why you go to something like the Expo. Education, well, that's just one. So I mentioned hard money lender, I mentioned conventional financing, I mentioned 1031 exchange. There are people in place that help you do these things. And that's the second reason why you go to an expo. How do you achieve finding a vendor, finding the people to do this stuff at the expo? Very easy. We've got the expert hall. And in fact, I was just looking at let me pull up my map here. I don't remember them all off the top of my head here, but several dozen vendors in what's called the expert hall. Lifestyles Finance, they're there, right? We talked with Kim and Mike last week. Lots of other lenders. I see tax protest. Yeah, it's a big topic in the spring here in Texas. I see insurance, a couple insurance guys listed here. I don't see off the top of my head. Usually there's some rehab or renovation type companies, but all of these guys are in the expert hall. That makes it very easy. So if you're thinking about investing in real estate, know that you're going to want to build a team, whether you're doing single family or multifamily. And this is, a consolidated place to find these people and interview them, talk to them. If you don't know what questions to ask, just kind of hang around and you'll see that more experienced investor come up and just listen to their questions. That's another thing I love about the expo is I don't always know what to ask. If it's a field that's new for me, say I want to go buy my own apartment community as an independent owner. I've done houses. Sure, no problem. Well, that's new. I may not know what questions to ask. So it's helpful to just kind of hang around and listen and then say, I kind of like the way this guy's talking to me. I think this is the insurance broker for me, or this is the attorney for me, or this is the whatever tax protest. You fill in the blank there. Who do you need? And a place like the expo is a place where you get the education. You can learn about some pretty focused topics. By the way, if you're a passive investor, you want to invest in apartments as just passively. I don't want to be hands-on. There's great class. Tax benefits and strategies for passive investors. Again, tax advantages for real estate apply for single family and for apartments. And for you, if you're a passive investor, you don't have to be active. You don't have to be the syndicator. So there's classwork for everybody at the expo. That's the education. We talked about that. Reason one to go. Reason two, building a team. You want to have a team to support you. This is not a lone wolf thing. Aside from the trades, the lenders and all that, there are mentors that we have at Lifestyles Unlimited. They're all on site. Every expo you come out, you're going to be able to meet with them and pick their brains, see how they can add value to you as an investor. But reason number three, this is a huge one for me now that I've advanced a little bit farther down in my path, and that's the network. So how do you build network at expo? And what do I mean by that? Simply put, network, I mean other investors. So my example a moment ago talking about getting together a team. Yeah, I'm going to go talk to the vendors that are in the expert hall at the expo. Very easy for me to do. Yeah, I'm going to go on to the vendor marketplace online to see what are the general contractors in that new market that I'm looking at. Houston, for example, or the insurance companies or whatever it may be. But I'm also going to go out to the people I know, because I know they've been out there doing this. These are, you're going to meet people that are brand new, and that's great. Take them under your wing if you have experience. They may grow and they may grow past you and be able to give back. It's always good to help an upcoming investor. But I'm going to meet a lot of people that are well beyond me or maybe at my level. Doesn't matter. Point is this. They're out there doing what we do. We're all like-minded here at this event. So they've got plumbers. They've got all those things that I need. So I'm going to go out and talk to those investors and they're going to tell me about where they're investing. Oh, so you did do those couple houses in Knoxville, Tennessee, Jill. Tell me about that. How did that go? What contractor did you use? As you expand your horizons, a lot of members join that are in other markets that really don't work for what we do as real estate investors. California comes to mind. A lot of Californians come to the expo. In fact, every state is represented here. So if you need to meet somebody in Kansas City, Missouri, you're going to find them at the expo. And it's great to be able to come together. These are people that I see on Zoom calls post-COVID, right? Zoom, that's the big thing now. And it's great because it gets us together. We're able to powwow. We're able to network and talk about, I did a recent Zoom session on the Kansas City market. There are a lot of investors on there from California. Well, here they are in Irving, so I can actually meet them in person, shake hands, exchange notes, because they're investing there as well. Great opportunity to finally put a face or put a hand shake to that face I keep seeing on the Zoom call, right? But it's important if you're planning on investing in a new market, If you're planning on growing your portfolio, if you're planning on being a passive investor, you want to meet the people that are doing these things. There's a very concrete reason of team, you know, finding out what vendors they use, etc., but also tapping into their market knowledge. You know, investing across state lines, it's great to meet the locals here. By the way, not only, I love this, not only do we have people coming from every state in the union, we have members coming from out of the country, as far away as from Australia. I'm not kidding. That's a long hike. Think about that. That's a big commitment to this one event. This gentleman, Peter, he recognizes the value there. Education, I think he's pretty well educated at this point, but continuing to build the team, continuing to meet the mentors, continuing to expand that network as a passive investor from a far-flung country from us anyhow, always have to be making those connections. But it doesn't just stop with the network. And I think network kind of ties into the fourth, and I think probably very important reason here, which is inspiration. You go to the expo, what inspires you there? Man, there's a lot. You know, going back to that cover, family, friends, and fun, just the vibe, just the way the air just resonates. I mean, these are a lot of very happy people there. When you've attained your financial freedom, are you sad or are you extremely happy? Right, these are people that are doing great, and the vibe is you just feel it. You just feel it. That is inspiring. But then you talk to that network. You meet that new investor, new to you, that just bought their very first apartment investment as a solo owner operator. That inspires you to do the same. Or you just met that person that just bought their 10th single family house while you're still unsure. I don't know. Can I do it? I have my fears. And that inspires you to action. Just talking with that network is huge. And I'll tell you, I come away with from the expo every time, just vibrating and amped to do more. That inspiration will really carry you. And there's some really important sessions too. You know, Del Walmsley has, I mentioned his keynote event. He brings guests up on the stage with them, interviews them, people that have done things in single family, people that have done things in multifamily that are independent rental owners, like we talked about. They own the apartment on their own. And he interviews them and you hear their stories. And that resonates with you, and that can inspire you. That's something to take away. There's a Super Women of Real Estate panel. I'm afraid I can't do that. I'm a woman. No one's going to take me seriously. Oh yeah, you go to that, you will come away inspired. I told my wife this. Whatever other breakout sessions you want to go to, you got to get to that one. You got to get to that one. So four reasons why you should go out to this expo and really any similar event in your area is education. Very important. Help you overcome those fears. Help you make sure you're making good decisions and doing things right. Team, vendors, the mentors. Number two. Number three, network. Grow that network. Can I tell you over a dozen years how much I've tapped into my network to my success? Inspiration, hugely important. So 2024 Expo, let's talk about next year. So if you missed this one, or even if you made it, maybe you're catching the podcast a few weeks later, when is the next expo? Well, here we go. May 7th to May 10th. So instead of the fall, this is going to be in the spring. May 7th to May 10th, 2025. Same place, Irving, Texas, at the convention center. Hope to see you there. Pencil that in. Strike that. Put that in pen. Sharpie. Indelible marker. You need to plan to be there. Now, if you missed it this year, May's a long way off, May 2025, you don't have to wait. What can you do right now? Well, the things we just talked about, education, team, network, inspiration, you can find in other places, and you should. Get out to, like I mentioned, local real estate events. If you're on social media, you can find those there, meetup.com, lots of opportunity. Talk to people. You know, you'd be surprised which of your neighbors are actually real estate investors. Sometimes it's not real obvious. But talk to people and get out to those events. Come out to the Lifestyles Unlimited case studies, by the way. These are monthly. These are in multiple markets. You have multiple opportunities to go to these, whether in person or online. If you're not in a local market where we have these, do it online. Because again, here, education will happen. You will hear about team. You'll hear about vendors. You can network. There are opportunities online and inspiration above all. That's why I love the case studies. They keep you fueled from month to month. You can learn more if you go to LU, stands for Lifestyles Unlimited, lucasestudy.com. Register there. Again, that's in person or online. And if your focus is specifically education at this stage, while you're at lifestylesunlimited.com, register for the free workshop, learn more about what we do, and then progress. Right, look at our two-day seminar and more, and keep listening to this program. We'll have other topics. We'll get more into specific topics like hard money. We'll get into tax benefits. There's a huge variety of things that we talk about on this program, so be sure to continue listening. And again, if you have any questions, shoot those my way to askandy at LUINC.com. So great event. 10th year. Number 11 will be up next year in May. So again, plan on coming out. Hope to see you then in Dallas, Texas. And remember, all the things that we talk about on here, on the show and at the expo, everywhere else, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. You have a great day.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at LifestylesUnlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.